The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we've been sharing some of our best organizing ideas. Today we're venturing into the kitchen, which can be an organizational nightmare.
Yes, it can. I just recently did some major organizing in my kitchen over the long winter break, and I can finally get something out of a cabinet without getting a headache. For Christmas, my husband gave me some new dishes, so that was my motivation to get started. I cleared out some major clutter, lined my cabinets with some pretty contact paper, and only put back what I really loved or was really useful.
Yes, that's always a good rule of thumb for curbing clutter. I tease my mom about being a plastic container hoarder because she's never met an empty Cool Whip bowl she didn't love. So I'm a little fanatical now about not having extra clutter.
Did you know you can use a CD holder to store Tupperware lids? You need to tell your mom about this.
I will.
And here's another tip. Use a Lazy Susan in a lower kitchen cabinet and organize all your spices or even gooey stuff like honey, since you can take the Lazy Susan out and clean it.
Here's another tip. Group things together. Put pieces for dinner parties up high, since you probably don't use them quite as often, and put all your baking sheets and pans into one cabinet. I've grouped all my big spoons and spatulas and other utensils together in a large container so they're easy to grab.
That's a good idea. If you have a pantry, you can use one of those over-the-door shoe organizers to store spice packets and various loose items like snacks for your kids' lunches. If you're into quirky decor, I read a DIY article about using an old rake to hang your wine glasses. It's really cute. We'll have a link to that story on our website today.
And we'd love for you to stop by. That's nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.